From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. 4 days after the massive earthquake in China, some survivors, very few, are being pulled from the ruins. The death toll is now 22,000. It's feared many more could have died. As relief teams perform the grim task of pulling bodies from the debris, there have been some rare moments of joy as well. NPR's Louisa Lim witnessed one of them.
Over the past week, the village of Yinghua near Shifang town has seen unimaginable suffering. Monday's earthquake flattened every house, in a stroke transforming a peaceful mountain village into a huge heap of bricks, wooden beams and concrete blocks. The village's primary school collapsed like so many others, crushing at least 100 children to death. And it's believed 200 workers died when a fertilizer factory caved in.
This building used to be five stories. Now you can only see the top two. All the rest have completely sandwiched in on top of each other.
Yet amazingly, rescuers have found signs of life. 50-year-old Liu Deyun, trapped on the bottom floor for 100 hours, his arm and leg pinned by rubble. But he's still talking. It's a dangerous and delicate task to free him from underneath the tottering structure, which could come tumbling down at any moment. As soldiers and firemen work, his 23-year-old daughter, Liu Yuanyuan, and his wife watch intently, clasping each other's hands tightly. Liu Yuanyuan says this was the last thing they'd expected.
We hadn't had any news about him. We thought he died. I think this is a miracle. I don't care what condition he's in, as long as he's alive.
They'd arrived on scene late last night and had been talking to him through the night, trying to keep his spirits up. Liu Yuanyuan describes her first words to him.
I called out, "Father," and he said, "I'm thirsty," and he started crying. I have a son who's 2.5 who gets on well with my father. So I told my father that my son was at home waiting for him.
His daughter explains that Mr. Liu hadn't even been employed by the factory.
He was delivering coal to the factory here like he does every day, but no one could have imagined there would be an earthquake.
So there are now crowds of people who've gathered here to watch this rescue attempt. They're perched precariously on the slabs of concrete and broken walls from the factory that collapsed. And everybody is waiting expectantly to see what will happen. So his daughter has been talking to the rescuers, and Mr. Liu's leg is trapped underneath the rubble, and they've been asking her whether she would agree for the leg to be amputated if necessary in order to pull him out of the rubble, and she has agreed. It looks as if the rescue is imminent. The firemen have now hoisted a red flag showing the name of their unit. It's the Nanjing Fire Department, so they've come across the entire country to be here today. This is unbelievable. 100 hours after the earthquake, a living survivor is being removed from this building. Soldiers are walking down. They're carrying a stretcher with the man on top. They're loading him into the ambulance now. He'll be going straight to hospital.
The doctors had been forced to amputate one leg and part of an arm to save Mr. Liu. He'd been conscious and talking throughout the procedure, although he'd been given an anaesthetic. Army doctor Zhao Hongxing is confident Mr. Liu will survive his horrifying ordeal.
In his current condition, his internal organs haven't received any serious damage. This man has an extremely strong will to live. We should respect him for this.
For the army doctor, it's been a week of heartbreak and frustration. Arriving here the day after the earthquake, he'd been unable to rescue those stuck under the rubble because of a lack of specialized equipment. He and those trapped in the debris in agonizing pain had been forced to wait for the arrival of the specialist fireman from Nanjing. Here, Dr. Zhao describes the moment when Mr. Liu was pulled out of the building, just minutes after the amputation.
When he came out, he said, "The army is great, and the doctors are great."
This is a rare moment of jubilation for the army. It's also clearly being used as a public relations triumph. A very senior general, Wang Weishan, head of the 15th Army, has been flown in to congratulate the troops in front of the cameras.
"Our army has a glorious tradition in relief work because our army comes from the people and it serves the people."
The troops celebrate their moment of glory amid a canvas writ large with tragedy. But for Liu Deyun, celebrations may be premature. Recovering in hospital, he'll soon discover his entire family is homeless. Their house was flattened in the quake. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Yinghua Village, Sichuan Province, China.